This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We're in Galatians chapter 5 today, beginning in verse 3. Galatians 5, verse 3. Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Galatia, says, I'll say it again. Anyone trying to find favor with God by being circumcised must always obey every other Jewish law or perish. Christ is useless to you if you're counting on clearing your debt to God by keeping those laws. You are lost from God's grace. You know, there's an innate problem with the rules and regulations route of religion. And that is by the biblical throwdown that if you break one law, well, then you're guilty of all of them. Now, we can certainly get out a pad and pencil today and begin recording all the laws we didn't break, and yet we're still guilty. You see, just because we didn't break a bunch of the laws doesn't mean we didn't break any of them. If I robbed a bank and I didn't kill anyone, well, I'm still guilty, right? Paul says that anyone who tries to go this solo route is obliged to follow all the rules. We cannot be halfway in and halfway out. The law is not a cafeteria line where we can choose some items but leave others behind. That's why we can look at this and go, well, this issue of circumcision in our day and age really is not a big issue. But you understand, the issue really isn't circumcision. It's rules. It's regulations. Circumcision was just the rule, the regulations of the Jews of that day. We've got new ones in our day. Look, Jesus is either a complete savior or he's no savior at all. So if we try to go it on our own, the sad fact is that we're already busted before we even get out of the gate. Now, the ramifications of this kind of life choice is staggering. Such a move innately causes us to become estranged or separated from Christ, because that's not the road he's on. The text before us goes on to say something quite dramatic, and yes, even a little scary. He says, you have fallen from grace. Wow. And there's nothing good sounding in that. Now, many folks, they want to make this passage say that you can be saved and then you can be unsaved. Well, the problem with that premise is, well, I don't know, the whole rest of Scripture? Look, for that stance absolutely contradicts the overall consistent testimony of the rest of Scripture. The Bible clearly teaches that every true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is eternally saved, and that no sheep of Christ will ever perish, and that salvation depends entirely, not upon you, but upon the finished work of the Savior, not upon man's feeble efforts. The commentators Hogg and Vine say this, quote, Christ must be everything or nothing to a man. No limited trust or divided allegiance is acceptable to him. The man who is justified by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is a Christian. The man who seeks to be justified by the works of the law is not. Now, Paul here is not inferring that you can once be saved and then lose it, but rather, if you are choosing salvation on the front end, and then you go on later to choose the path of the law, well, you fall from the grace that is offered you for salvation, the grace that is holding the breath of life in you today, even if you have yet to choose him. Look, any soldier that goes to battle and separates himself from his company and his supply line isn't going to last very long. When we attempt to separate ourselves from our lifeline, we're finished. It's only a matter of time. Romans chapter 10 and verse 4 tells us, for Christ is the fulfillment. Christ is the fulfillment of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Verse 5 says, going on, but we, by the help of the Holy Spirit, are counting on Christ's death to clear away our sins and make us right with God. And we to whom Christ has given eternal life don't need to worry about whether we have been circumcised or not, or whether we are obeying the Jewish ceremonies or not. For all we need is faith in working through love. Faith working through love. Now, the one thing that's going to break us from trying to walk this path, that the path of our own efforts, is the very presence of the Holy Spirit inside of us. We know our righteousness comes only through the ongoing presence of Jesus Christ in our daily lives. This waiting, as verse 5 tells us, it's not about some sit-on-the-couch passivity. No, that language in the original speaks of an earnest expectation, an active lifestyle of living forward an existence full of faith, working through love. And that life is an active life. The King James Version includes the word eagerly, as in eagerly awaiting for the hope. For Paul, this life was a passion, one that ruled his life on this earth. Paul, he knew that the answer, the drive, the motivation had to be our love for Christ. When we love him, we serve, we obey, we give, we live all matters unto him. Such will never make him love us, nor will it make us righteous before him. But knowing that he has made us righteous makes us impassioned in our love for him, and we act upon that love. Because you know what? Neither love nor faith is ever idle. Love does not add anything to faith, but it does give it a place to operate.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Pastor Tim Dodson or Believers City Church, go to believerstogether.com.